I am at Raider Auction Company. Good to be here with our friends at Raider Auction Company and really kind of talk about the auction business and what's going on these days. Adam Raider with me. Good afternoon, Adam.
Afternoon.
Mary surprised you and told you I was coming today, right?
Yeah, it was a shocker for sure.
He said, got a customer coming in 5 minutes. We can talk to your customer too. So.
I guess we could. Maybe we can sell him some more stuff.
That's right. Well, hey, we'll take care of that for sure. You had a big auction sale coming up again in December. That's your next auction, right?
Yeah, December. It's one of our biggest auctions in the year in, you know.
So, big auction back in the summertime too. How did that auction go for you?
It went great, you know, better, you know, than we thought it was going to be because of the market and everything else.
Market been kind of different this year?
Yeah, you know, the grain prices are down, you know, and just the equipment prices, they took a little dip, but nothing too crazy.
What are people looking for out in the used equipment market these days, Adam?
Right now, we're seeing a lot of calls on tillage equipment and tractors.
And, of course, your December auction, it has a lot of that, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, you know, we'll have about 750 pieces or so. You know, it's going to be loaded.
You amaze me, and you guys have always amazed me, how many pieces of equipment you have in your auctions. And some of them can be older, some of them can be newer. I mean, we're looking at a pretty new model John Deere tractor here.
Yeah, you know, we get a wide variety. You know, we get everything from antiques to, you know, 1 to 2 year old machines, just depending on what people are having to get rid of.
Of course, I think folks may not realize that kind of the business you guys do. You guys are great not only about selling equipment here locally, but you can ship it. You ship it quite a ways away.
Yeah, we've done business with everybody from China, Egypt, Germany, you know, all the European and South African or South American countries and stuff like that.
You don't think, but they don't have the access to equipment there that we probably have in the United States.
We have better quality equipment that's sitting here. You know, you get some machines here in Kentucky and Indiana and stuff like that are just really prime, you know, well taken care of. You know, farmers take care of it pretty well, and, you know, they just like to get that over there.
That's a lot of tradition here in this company. You guys have been doing this for a long time. Your dad for many years. Now you guys carrying on that tradition. And, you know, really just a love of equipment and love of and a knowledge of equipment that, you know, a lot of folks out there in businesses would like to have this end time.
Yeah, you know, dad ingrained in us. You know, dad loved to serve the community, the agriculture community. And, you know, he taught us, you know, to be fair and equitable to everybody. And that's what we plan on doing from now on.
I think that's very important because you guys certainly can work with farmers. If they have some equipment they'd like to put in your next auction, you'd love to work with them there too.
Yeah. You know, if anybody has anything they want to sell, you know, big package, little package, we're here to help them out whatever way we can.
Well, you've got some equipment dispersals kind of during your sales too. You look out and be several pieces of equipment here from one particular farm sometimes.
Yeah. You know, we've had some retirements from some older gentlemen that came in here and, you know, they needed some help. So we was glad to, you know, and try to get what they can get out of it.
I've been out to a couple of your auctions before. It's really, the auctions are more than just an auction. It can be somewhat of a little reunion because you learn a lot out in the crowd, even while the auction's going on sometimes.
Yeah, you definitely get a crowd, and a lot of these guys, it's more like a social hour sometimes. You know, they might not bid on anything, but they like to talk to the local guys and just catch.
You guys are well known for doing just that and really providing great equipment for folks all across the country, not only just here locally. So look forward to seeing what you guys do. We're talking with Raider Auction Company here on National Farm Safety Week. We'll talk a little farm safety with Adam and Mary Elizabeth here in just a little bit as well. We're on 106.5 WKDZ.